You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Levi'im, Levi'im, put a step forward. That's how they sing in the Beit HaMikdash. And that's why they became the dear, dear tribe of Hashem. And we see, keep repeating, that Levi'im, they're mine. Levi'im, they're mine, Hashem says. But if you don't have the Chet Ha'Egel, would the Levi'im would be selected as a dear tribe of Hashem?
No.
Would we have the Yag Midot?
No.
We don't have the Yag Midot. So now here, you see, unbelievable thing. That Or HaChaim HaKadosh brings that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, because of Chet Ha'Egel, he was elevated so high. As we see that how he stands in front of Hashem, he says, Hare'eni et kevodecha, lamedeni et derachecha. Or even if Chet Ha'Egel, we don't have the Levi, we don't have the Yag Midot. And we did not have Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom in a higher level that he attained. So now, here, what do we learn from the whole story? If we expect Ribbono Shel Olam, for example, to guide us, to protect us, like let's say, you ask somebody, what's happening? How come you're not happy? I mean, not you, but you know, why are you not happy? I mean, because of, but I don't know if that would help, but you ask the experience, it's not going to help at all. So, but that's beside the point. Now we talk about it in Shalom Bayit classes. So now here, if Hashem comes and, like, you know, do a little tickling, you know, make you happy, right? So now after I'm out of sleep, then Hashem comes and says, this is your fine. You know, that's what the record we have. So he said, what are you talking about? You know, I did my tefillah with happiness, with joy. I sang. I came to Beit Knesset, you know, with such a simcha. I didn't want to leave. Was that Hashem? I wanted to stay to Beit Knesset. Hashem says, what do you see? What are you talking about? I was tickling you all the time. I was involved. So now, would you get a reward? No, you don't get a reward. You don't. Why? Because it didn't come out of yourself. You had a remote. So now here the Gemara says an interesting thing. That means if somebody has a tendency to do something wrong, potchim lo. What do you mean? Hashem, I'm a Yehudi. You told me I'm not supposed to do the wrong thing. Potchim lo. I'm not supposed to go here. Potchim lo. What do you mean? It's like, you know, they make it, you know, if there's a traffic, they push their cars away that you go. Ajaba, what are you talking about? I'm not supposed to go here. Now you make it easy for me to go? Why is it like this? You don't expect Hashem to stop? Like exactly here. How Hashem, you know, just do something, you know, give him a sign or send a thunder to hit him in the head. Or let's say somebody walks into Chas V'Shalom to a non-kosher restaurant. You look at him, he's going to fall down and the ceiling is going to crash on his head. No, that's what we expect. Chas V'Shalom, but you say, how does he do such a thing? We see, no, he eats, you know, he comes double size, you know, and they what does he say? The CR, you know, healthy. Yeah. So why Hashem doesn't get involved? Why? And Acharim, obviously, he goes up to Shammai. He says, no, this is all false. you know, there's no truth in it. I never, you know, ate there. Hashem said, what are you talking about? You were just about to go there. I made your car flat. You got a flat tire. That's why you didn't go there. So you're going to get a reward? Huh? He's not going to get a reward. Here, Moabra, Wotai, this is not a story. It's a task of the life. You have to know the pulling force to doing something wrong is great. It's huge. Why? Because in Shamayim, they want us to be happy. Either we do a good thing or we do a wrong thing. That's what they like. So you want to do this? Potchin lo, go. But why? Because here, Ribono Sha'olam, Acharei Me'ah V'Esrim, he wants to give us such a great reward. But that reward only is going to come about that it came out of our own. We fight with it. We had a challenge. It was hard. It was not easy. And the problem here is that it's not that my desire, I want to do something. I want to satisfy myself. The desire becomes double. Why? Becomes so easy. So easy. Why? Because they make it this way in Shamayim for me to have such a hard challenge and be able to stop myself and get and receive a huge reward. If it was, you know, okay, maybe this, what give you? The little bit of reward. But the point of the matter here is the system, the way it works, it's saraziri, it's downhill. Ooh, I say you cannot hold yourself. You cannot hold yourself. And becomes, as Gemara says, once when we start, it's a little hard. Second time, it's not as bad. Third time, becomes a mitzvah. The avera becomes a mitzvah. And here, that's what exactly the story here is. That's what they did. It's a mitzvah. Moshe is not here. And also, they had other intention in mind. That's why they did it. Of this excuse. Excuse to do something much, much, much severe. Terrible. And that's what the whole plan is. And that's what the key and the tip is all about. When you see something is so difficult and so difficult and so impossible, for sure, you're just about to do a mitzvah. But if you see you just slid and it's an escalator and it's a downhill, hit your head. Say, ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay. I'm in a big trap. If it's easy, don't forget, it's not a mitzvah. It's the greatest avera that you can be involved with. But that's not how the system is. But when you see, it doesn't go, it's hard. What can I do? This is it's worth to invest on. Every step of our life, that's how it is. Run away, borrow another 2 feet. Even 4 feet is not enough. Don't even look back. Run away. Why? Because it's a big trap. And then when one falls in it, to get out of it, it's not almost impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible. Because that's it. It becomes part of your blood, and then becomes a habit, becomes an addiction, and then you cannot wipe it out. And that's what exactly the whole scenario is all about. The Hashem Yizakenu with the bright eye. The gala in the name of Torah Torah, B'zad Hashem, Hashem Baruch Hu, wake us up, B'zad Hashem, to run after Ribono Shel Olam constantly, and this can be a
Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.